you go and say first your story and then Thomas. I love these times of special celebration when we get to celebrate with friends and family and church family, things like people being welcomed into church and baptisms. It's amazing. So I'm just going to ask you to share just a wee bit of your story, Thomas, and just share with us, what was life like and what was your background like for you before you came to know Jesus?
Wow. Just the fact that I'm standing up here, right, is testimony to what God's done in my life. Do you know, that last song was really, really hit the mark. I was a scared, frightened guy. I was unfortunate to be born to two people who really shouldn't have been together. There was a lot of fear in my environment when I was growing up. A lot of arguments, a lot of alcohol. It was a scary time. I've said this before. I grew up and I felt unseen, unheard, unwanted, and unloved. And it was advantageous to be unseen, because if I was out the road, I was trying to hide through all the nastiness and venom that was coming my way. You know, and that's not to blame anybody. That's back then, people, they were kind of asked to be married together when somebody get pregnant. But I took that feeling. Well, I'll just say my heart got broken, right? My heart was broke. My spirit was crushed. And I took that feeling right through my life. I managed to get to the age of 19 and I joined the civil service. Was doing not too bad. And then somebody introduced me to heroin. First time I took it, it was like all that fear, anxiety. It was like somebody gave me a big hug, right? You know, but that only lasted for a wee while. And ever since then, I started chasing it and chasing that. And obviously couldn't afford it, lost my job. Ended up in a terrible place. I ended up being homeless. My mum and dad kicked me out. Just on the streets of Glasgow. And actually, God had to bring me to a place where I was actually dying, right? I ended up, I contracted hepatitis through my using. And God humbled me. You know, I was living in my own wee world, and I thought I couldn't trust anybody, and I didn't need help off anybody. You know, and I had to get to a stage where God brought me physically to my knees. And you know, even then, I still choked. I choked on the word, help me. Right? But the second that I asked God to help me, he did. He put people in my place, in place for me. Anne and Martin are here, from Salt and Light. My friend Kenny, unfortunately, he didn't beat the hepatitis, he's not here. He was the one that got us in touch with Anne and Martin. They ran a charity. That gave me wee bits of confidence, wee bits of belief. You know, I was out working with people like myself. The more I did it, the more confidence grew. So, eventually, I landed here. So, you know, I read something yesterday. I read something yesterday, right, and it was like, a bird sitting in a branch isn't scared, right, of the branch breaking, because it's got his wings, right? So that's what God's gave me, my wings, right? Yeah, and I've never been in a church where I felt at home. Everybody's been so welcoming. I've got to know loads of really nice people. And I'm just enthusiastic for God, and I want to come back, and I want to join. I want to open my heart up, right, and give the love that I received freely back to other people. And that's what I want to do, and that's why I want to join.
That's really great, Thomas. That's really great. Can you say just a wee bit of how you actually came to that place where you gave your life to God? What was that like, and how did you do that? Just a wee bit of that.
just came to a place where, you know, nothing else had worked. And it was like, well, what have you got to lose, Thomas? Plus, I had all this stuff inside me bursting to get out and all that, and the word of God, right, the words mean a lot to me now. Word is powerful. You know, and it's not a coincidence that when I spoke the words, help me, I got the help. I was also carrying a lot of resentment and anger towards my mum and dad. And especially my mum. And that's when my big change of heart came. I asked for forgiveness for myself, right? Because there were certain things I've did as well, like steal and loads of other stuff. I really hurt my mum sometimes. I asked God to forgive me for that. And just that fear, that anxiety just left me the minute I said sorry. It was incredible. I never told anybody for about 3 months. I was scared in case anybody thought I was losing my mind. And then I went to inner healing. I didn't realise that I'd been to counselling. I thought I'd dealt with everything. And I'd still been carrying a bit of resentment towards my mum. And eventually I got to let that go. And it was beautiful. So there's... hate and resentment just don't live in my heart anymore for anybody. You know, if I get into that state, then other people get into that state. It's not their fault. It's just life happens. And we grow up and we just don't have the tools to deal with it. But in here, I'm learning. I'm learning about those tools and I'm going to use them.
Thank you, Thomas. We love you. We love you and we're glad to have you as part of the family. Why don't you take a seat?